Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the cost of living going up, a raise sounds like a great idea.
You gotta justify that, hey, I'm worth the $1,200 and then some.
And Anthony is sharing just how you can seal the deal.
Document your achievements and responsibilities. Where have you stepped up on?
Preparation is key.
If you come in there like, hey, if I don't get this raise, I'm out. I'm gonna find another job. If you don't pay me what I'm worth, I got other people who will pay me what I'm worth. You can think that all day long. But if your posture comes off like, I know who I am, and if you don't do this, I'm out, I'm going to tell you goodbye.
Now, before we hop into the show, I want to remind you that this month's Book of the Month is Gold by Zig Ziglar. Now, before we hop into the show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you can be notified every single time we drop a new video. Now, let's jump into the show.
Welcome to the table. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get real. We're going to get right. Oh, building up wealth. We're going to give life. Welcome to the table. Wealth. Yeah. Welcome to the table. Build wealth. Life. Welcome to the table.
Y'all, it's 2024, and I want to start off here. You need a pay raise. Last year, man, I said something that kind of rubbed some people wrong. I said, if you are a brother, if you are a man with a family, you should be striving to make six figures or more a year to provide for your family. Because our number one wealth building tool is our income. And this year, we're talking about decreasing in debt and increasing in our income. You all are the E3 community. We are expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. And I can't sit here and teach you how to get out of debt if you don't have, you know, a good amount of money coming in. And so I really, 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 really want to spend a little bit of time today on talking about how do you get a pay raise at your current job? You don't have to leave to go to another job. You don't have to leave to go to a different industry. There are ways that if you strategically sit back and write it down on paper and put a plan together, there is a way you can honestly get a pay raise on your job this year. And I pulled up some stats. I pulled up some stats because I wanted to see. So the average pay increase in the year 2023 was 4.6%. This increase was influenced by factors such as the labor market conditions and inflation pressure. So last year we saw that people got pay raises because inflation was real. Now, I want to talk about the wage growth versus inflation. So as of October 2023 last year, inflation in the U.S. was reported at 3.2%. Now watch this. While wages grew by 5.2%. So this indicates that wage growth was outpacing inflation, which is a critical factor in considering the high rates of inflation experienced in the previous year. Now, the total compensation increase in 2023. Interesting stat here. Total compensation increases, included a merit increase and other forms of compensation, average about 4.1% among U.S. employers. These increases were a part of efforts to remain competitive in a strong labor market. Employee expectations for raises. So, we're going to talk about this today. According to ADP's People at Work 2023 report, about 68% of American workers received a pay increase over the last 12 months, with an average increase of about 6.5%. It's not bad. I had one of my team members celebrated a full year with me, and we gave him a real good pay raise, too. We have two coming up this year, and we will be giving pay increases. Here's the thing, though, I think that a lot of people do not take their time to do. You don't properly take the time to really sit back and strategize on how to present to your team, how to present to your company, yourself, You don't automatically deserve a pay raise because you've been there for a year, 5 years, 10 years. And we're going to really walk through this. And I have a ebook that I put together over like the last 6 months, because being a owner of a company, having team members on my team, I've learned a lot of things that as an employee, what I'm looking for when it comes to a pay raise. But then I've also now, because I've been on the opposite chair, I also now know now what I did wrong when I was asking for pay raises. Because now that I'm on this side of the chair, it's not just that easy. It's not, oh, you've been here for a year, you automatically get a raise. You've been here for 5 years, you automatically get a raise. Being in this chair, I've learned so much that I wish I knew on the opposite side of the chair. So I'm going to give you that information today, and we're going to give you some a real nice ebook called The Guide to Getting a Raise in Any Field. But before we go there, before we break all this stuff down, man, I really want to encourage and remind you, as we're talking about increases this year, as we're talking about, you know, how do we get a raise in our current field? How do we get an increase? I want to remind you that on January 22nd through the 26th at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be praying for your increase. It's a week long of prayer to where we just gather. You know, the Bible says where two or three gather in his name, that's where he is in the midst. And with inflation still rising, with the market still fluctuating and changing, with us going into now a political year, a political season, I just felt the urge to gather my community, the E3 community, and pray for increase in abundance, pray for increase in freedom, pray for increase in our wellness, pray for increase on our jobs so we can get pay raises as we're talking about today. Pray for increase for our young people to go to college debt-free and decrease debt. So this January through the 22nd through the 26th, can you commit to 5 days to praying for your increase? We're calling this Pray FYI. It's 100% free. All you got to do is go to prayfyi.com to register. Can you please share it with your friends? Can you please post it on social media? We can pray, you know, for the mansions, the cars, the relationships. But when is the last time we actually took some time to actually pray for our increase? For the year of 2024, I want to start off with a scripture when I'm just doing my own teaching segments. And today I want to take your attention over to, I feel like I'm preaching in church, but it is what it is. Now, I want to take your attention over to Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. It says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances are. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Here it is. Because I can do all things through him who gives me strength. For today's affirmation, if you're watching this live, do me a favor, type this in the comments. Type this out loud. Say it out loud if you're driving. If you're watching this and it's not live, put it in the comments for me. I want us to really believe this affirmation as we jump into how do we get the pay raise? Because as we're getting the pay raise, we got to understand that with Christ as my strength, I am capable, resilient, and unstoppable in pursuing my goals and overcoming any obstacles. I'm going to say it one more time. With Christ as my strength, as I am going to my boss, as I am going into my job to ask for a pay raise, I am capable of getting a pay raise. I will be resilient and unstoppable in pursuing my goals and overcoming obstacles. Here's the first tip. As you're going into and you're talking to your boss, I need you to pray. I need you to really pray. And I need you to pray. And while you're praying, I need you to be asking God, God, help me understand my true worth. Okay? And when I say true worth, I'm not talking about what you believe. No, ask God to reveal to you what is your true worth when it comes to your job, aka you have to know the market value of your position and skills. So it's not like, well, I am the prince or the queen or the princess of a king. My father is God. I'm worth this. No. You are. You deserve respect. But do you know your true worth? Do you know exactly your market value of your particular position and skills? What does market value actually mean? Because I feel as if some of you all don't really know what the market value means. And simply put, it's the average salary that someone in your position with your level of skills and level of experience in your area. So I'm in Maryland. In the area of Maryland, what is the average salary with your skills, with your season in the business for that particular area? And when you're looking that up, you cannot. So we're in this digital age of, you know, if you're living in, I work out of Maryland. Let's say you're working out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, right? So you have to really gauge the both, where you got to look at, okay, what is the average person getting here in Fayetteville? What is the average person getting there in Maryland? Keep in mind, your boss, if you're doing digital, is going to go by what is the cost of living for you in your particular area, then also what is the average salary going for over here. Nine times out of 10, a lot of times what you will see is they're going to meet you halfway. So they're not going to give you exact, let's say, for example, Fayetteville, North Carolina, to live there. If you get a job making $45,000 a year there in Fayetteville, I mean, you're doing pretty decent in that area, right? But you can't live off of $45,000 here with a family of two or three in this area. It's just not going to happen in a Maryland area, right? So you're going to have to go up for a family. But you really got to step back and do your actual research and understand what is your worth. You can't go to them and say, well, I want this and I believe I'm worth $100,000without actually going to a particular website. And as a matter of fact, I want you to write down these three websites: Glassdoor.com, Payscale.com, and LinkedIn Salary, right? Those are the three websites that I've honestly gone there and done some research. Now, when it comes to these three websites, right, watch this. You got to sign up and you got to actually put in your current salary information to start seeing what everyone else is doing. And I like that because now it's almost like a group of people. So it's not just like a website or a company saying this is what you're worth. No, you're seeing actual people in actual cities who currently have that particular job, what they're actually getting paid in that area. So these are hard numbers in this area. So when I signed on, I put in like a fake name because, you know, I own a company. So I put in a fake name. I put in a fake job description. And I actually deleted my profile because I didn't want to, you know, kind of mess up the numbers in there. And then I put in some numbers for my salary. And what was so funny is when I put in that salary, I actually put in a low salary. And the website was like, hey, you're actually underpaid for your years of experience for that area that you're in Maryland. You're actually underpaid. Here's what the average salaries are going on. And I saw in this particular field, I saw salaries as low as in this particular field, $44,000 up to about $110,000. And what I noticed in $110,000 was going to be like master's and doctoral degrees, at least 10 to 15 years of experience in that field. What I love is you can go in there and you can see. And what was it, Glassdoor? Yeah, Glassdoor actually allows you to communicate with other people to really understand more about their particular situation and how they got there. And so before you can even go into any boss, I wish on the other side, someone would have gave me an ebook. Someone would have told me, hey, read this book on how to get a raise in your particular field, because I didn't really understand a lot of these things that I was going through. And I can't give you all the information in 1 hour. There's no way I could do this, right? So if you want to get, you know, I'm saying on average right now, what we're seeing 2% to about 6.5% right now in the market, 2023, throughout the entire place of America, you're looking at 6.5% was the average. But then in certain states, I saw the average right around 3 and 4%. But United States-wise, it was 6.5. Keep in mind, that 6.5 was going to be like in your states like California, like New York, like a Florida, your more expensive states. But then when you look at your states like a Virginia, a Georgia, a North Carolina, South Carolina, they were actually right around 2.5-3% of a pay raise. But here's the thing. You got to have the skill sets. So the very first thing you got to do is you got to step back, ask God to just really give you the wisdom and knowledge on how to pursue your pay raise. And you got to come up with a strategy. And the first tip in a strategy is to know your worth. Now, before I go on to the, how many tips do I have? I have about six tips we're going to go over today here real quickly. I couldn't put all this in today's show. So what I did is I created a ebook that's only like $20. It's 31 pages long, and we're walking through literally every single thing. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick, because I really want y'all to understand what we're doing here. So it's called The Guide to Getting a Raise in Any Field. And by the time you get done with this, we have here 8 main sections we're going over. The first section in this ebook is called, we're going to teach you how to be able to effectively communicate and showcase your value through the things you've done and the best of your organization. That's in the ebook. And then truly understand the communication style of others, as in your employees, your employer. This is probably one of the most important part. Because have you really stepped back to understand your employers, like your bosses, and their leadership's way of communicating? Because you can't go in there communicating the way that you communicate. It's almost like the love languages, you know, the 5 love languages. You can't love someone the way that you want to be loved. You got to learn their love language and then deliver your love to them so that they can receive it. And so in this ebook, we're literally walking through about 6 communication styles that most employers have, that if you really study them, if you really read this and go back, look at your boss, look at your leadership team and see which style they are, you can better come back prepared on how to have the conversation. This is what I really wish I knew when I was on the opposite side, because I just walked in there saying what I wanted to say. And I really didn't have the understanding of how to present. This is number 2. Watch this. Your achievements and responsibilities. So right now, what I want you to be doing is number 2, document your achievements and responsibilities. And if you want to get this ebook, the information should be up on the screen right now. We'll put it in the show notes. All you got to do is go to anthonyoneal.com/get-a-raise. That is anthonyoneal.com/get-a-raise. It's $20. It will bless you. We're walking you through exercises. We're walking you through how to document your achievement and responsibilities, which we're about to talk about here. We're walking you through scripts to practice for each communication style. We're going to walk you through verbatim on how to get on Pay Scale, Glassdoor, and LinkedIn Salary, and really use these websites to understand what's the best salary you should be asking. We're going to even help you how to negotiate your price, how to present yourself to where hopefully your boss, your employer says, hey, we're going to give you a raise. Now let's negotiate on what that is, right? But then also we're going to teach you how, if you don't get the raise, how to leave that meeting positioned to get a raise the next time you come in there. Because not everyone who's watching this today is going to deserve a raise. I'm going to be honest with you. But here's tip number 2. Document your achievements and responsibilities. I want you to record your significant achievements, your successful projects, and additional responsibilities you have taken on. Okay? I want you to document, what have you taken off your leadership's plate? Where have you stepped up on? And what area have you stepped up in? That's better grammar. That's better presentation right there. And what area have you stepped up in that's taking the load or a load off of your leader's hand, your leader's shoulder. You've positioned your leader to now focus on things that they can better focus on. So I want you to record and document, and inside of the ebook, we're giving you how to document this. What was the date and the season of the time? What exactly did you do? And watch this. How did it benefit, one, the leader and overall the company? So I would create a portfolio or a list of accomplishments that clearly demonstrate your impact on the organization. Listen, and we're going to talk about this because where are we going to talk about this? I like that. We'll get to that. We're going to tell there. This is not you bragging. This is not you being boastful. This is you just documenting, hey, I'm doing my job, but I'm doing it at an excellent level. And at this excellent level, sir, ma'am, company, it's been able to free you up to do other things. A prime example on my team, and I tell this to all of my team members, it's like one of the things that gets them a pay raise. My most recent one was Alex. He joined the team about a year ago, and we gave him a pay raise. I mean, he completely deserved it because when he came in, he took things off of my plate. He positioned me to where I didn't have to look at certain things anymore because I knew he had it, and it allowed me to be more creative in other areas. And that's what I tell everyone on my team, like, hey, we are a team, and your pay is dictated by what do you take off of my plate. And so document that stuff. And every time they come back, hey, I did this, I did that. Because what's going to happen is when it's time for your yearly review, when it's time for your pay raise review, you're going to get a documentation, a survey from your job, from your company. You'll be able to fill that out. I know I do that here with my company. And I want you to document everything that you did. Because here's the truth. I'm going to document everything you did and didn't do. And we're going to have that conversation. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. That's actually next. That's number three. Write that down. Prepare for the discussion. Here's the thing that I think a lot of people mess up on when they're asking for a pay raise. You're not preparing for the discussion. You're only preparing to tell them who you are, how much value you have, and what you've done. But have you really prepared for the discussion? Because there's a certain way to talk to your leader. I'll tell you that right now. You need to know their communication style. You should already know what they are going to say and how they are going to respond. You may not know the particular answer on will you get the raise or not, but everything that you're presenting, you should already know what they're going to say and how they are going to respond. Because throughout the year, you should be listening to how they're responding. When you did something good, did they acknowledge you? If they acknowledge you, write it down. If you didn't do something and they called you out for that, you should be documenting that too. And you should be working on what they're calling you out on. So this way, when you go to get a pay raise, everything that they're going to put that, hey, you need to work on this, you should already have an answer. As a matter of fact, it should already be on your form when you submit your year-end review. Hey, over the year, you told me I need to work on A, B, C. And what I did throughout the year, sir, ma'am, I worked on this, I worked on that, I worked on this. And here are the results of me working on this. It created more time over here for you. Or we saw that the company pay went up this way. We made more money this way. Or it did this. You should already be giving them the wins and the improvements. And in the improvements, how did they turn into wins? And as you're preparing for the discussion, watch this, so good. You should be in a position, your posture, there you go, God, thank you, should be grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of this company. I'm grateful to be a part of this team. And while being grateful, you should be clear. While being clear, you should be confident. And while being confident, you got to be concise in explaining why you deserve the raise. Let me say this. Let me say this. Ooh, this is good right here. Let me say this. I hate long meetings. Get straight to the point. Get straight to the point. Get straight to the point with a spirit of I'm grateful. If you come in there like, hey, if I don't get this raise, I'm out. I'm going to find another job. If you don't pay me what I'm worth, I got other people who will pay me what I'm worth. You can think that all day long. But if your posture comes off like, I know who I am, and if you don't do this, I'm out, I'm going to tell you goodbye. Even if I see value in you, I'm going to be like, bye. If that's the posture that you have, I don't want that posture. I don't want that spirit on my team, period, in the company, period. I only want people who want to be here. But if you're going to be here, hey, be clear and confident and concise. If you come in shaking or nervous about asking for a pay raise, a part of me as a leader believes as if, you know what I'm saying, you don't even believe you deserve a pay raise. So if I don't see that you believe it in a humbled way, I'm not going to believe it. But you know what, though? Let me say this. There are certain people who I believe don't just need a pay raise. I think some of y'all need to change career fields. And one of the career fields that's building, watch this, millionaires, net worth millionaires, is the tech field. And I'm super grateful. I'm super excited to partner with my friends over at Bethel Tech, who are creating an atmosphere and an affordable atmosphere for individuals like you and I to get in there and learn how to get into the tech industry. That's starting off salaries right around $80,000 to about $110,000, all the way up to $500,000, helping individuals pay off their debt and go off to be net worth millionaires. I'm super excited to be partnering with them. As a matter of fact, check this out real quick. Yo, what's going on, fam? Are you ready to make a big career move here by the end of this year? Why not pivot into the flourishing tech industry with the Bethel School of Technology, recognized globally as the sole Christian online tech bootcamp? You see, with African Americans constituting a mere 7.9% of the U.S. tech workforce, I believe it's time to narrow this display and unlock opportunities for everyone in this thriving sector. Bethel Tech is steadfast in its mission to make tech careers accessible, rewarding, and economically advantageous for all individuals. Their comprehensive 9-month program is designed to equip you with the necessary skills to propel you into your technology career and move forward at a high speed. You see, recent reports from Indeed suggest that software developers in the U.S. command an average annual salary of approximately about $103,000. This is well above the national average of $48,000. You see, diversify your tech education by choosing from their specialized programs like cybersecurity and UI/UX design. With Bethel Tech, you're not just kickstarting a career, you're igniting a passion with a purpose. I want you to say goodbye to the prospects of crippling student loan debts and instead invest a mere 9 months to transform your next decade of your professional journey. Step into your potential with Bethel Tech and turn your career aspirations into reality. To begin, I want you to go to anthonyoneal.com/Bethel or click the link in today's show notes. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Don't wait another moment to take the first step towards a bright and promising future into a career space that can make you a millionaire. Speaking of millionaires, let's get back to today's show. So let's go on. I got three more I want to go over. I got three more I want to go over real quick. Here it is. Tip number four. We got to really understand that while you're having a conversation with your leader, you got to be understanding, tip number four, and you got to address their performance feedback. Learn how to really start accepting the feedback. Example, any positive performance review or feedback they have, let me put it this way. I want you to use any positive performance review or any feedback they have, use it as a positive part of your case studies. So throughout the year, I meet with my team and I just update them on, hey, where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it, right? And I think that if you could really, really, really understand how to use the positive reviews that you get back from your boss, from your leader, it could really help you, watch this, to build a case study to go into it. Now, while you're having this meeting, okay, I really want you to be, it's going to be hard. Let me put it like this. It's going to be hard, but I want you to be positive and acceptive of the constructive feedback that you may receive during the negotiations, right? So let's say, for an example, you go in there and you ask for this. Well, before you even get to the pay raise, 9 times out of 10, your boss is going to give you some constructive feedback of areas you need to improve on. Now, let's say, for an example, you get caught off guard with these reviews about yourself that you didn't hear before you actually got the job. I mean, before the year, before this meeting, I want you to write it down. I want you to take a pen and paper into the meeting. Don't go in there with just your phone and take out your phone. No, no, take a pen and a paper. Take your iPad, open it up to the notes section, and I want you to write down every constructive feedback. And I want you to practice your faces. I want you to actually seem excited about receiving the review. And when he or she gives you the negative, I won't say the negative, the areas you need to improve on, here's what I want you to do. Ask more questions. So for an example, if he says, hey, man, you, for an example, your presence in a meeting seem a little off. You're not dialed in. You seem, you know, distant when we're in meetings. We need you to step up as a leader and seem engaged. Okay, ask him, hey, can you give me some examples of that? I mean, I really want to do better in that area. And thank you for calling that out. That's not my intent. But I do understand that my intent doesn't override the impact. And I see how much of an impact that has. And I don't want to make that impact, that kind of impact. So can you please give me some examples? Or one example is, you know, on this particular day, XYZ, XYZ. Thank you. Thank you so much. Is there another example so I can best know and really work on that? Maybe so. Da 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 da. Thank you. Thank you. Anything else? I mean, this is great information. Like, I received this. I want this. And you guys, here it is. It may be hard. And what's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's the thing. You may go back to your desk. You may go back to your office. You may go home and say, that was a bunch of BS. Here's what I would definitely say as a leader. You can't tell me what I need from you is BS at my company. You can't. You may not like it. You may not understand it. But you need to do it. Because when you get on this side of the chair, when you become a business owner, if you ever become a business owner, you understand now. Man, I understand now. I would say 8 out of 10, 80% of what my former leadership would say about me, I get it. I see it in my team. I see it in myself. And I'm like, whoa, that's what they were talking about. Like, okay, I see why. Oh, man, I get it. And so when you get the negative reviews, I want you to go back home. I want you to pray over it. I really want you to spend some time and say, you know what, God? This doesn't feel good to me, but I want to get better. God, I want to be the best teammate that I could possibly be, because God, when I get older and when I have a business, I want to sow the seed into my life by leaving this company well, by performing well, by making sure that even when I didn't feel as if that was the right response, I gave the best response that I could possibly give. Remember, everything is about a strategy. Everything is about a strategy. And one of the things I'm very big on in my company is just over-communicating. And so whenever I have a problem with one of our team members, we've never had anything major, but I will also say, hey, man, here's some concerns. Here's something that's bothering me. And oftentimes they'll ask me, like, hey, how are things? I remember when Michelle first joined the team for like the first 3 or 4 months, she's always asked at least once a month on our monthly meetings, hey, is there anything I'm doing where I can do better? And Michelle's year is coming up, and she's definitely getting a pay raise. Because she's definitely helped out the whole team, right? But one of the things I liked about her was she asked. And when I would give her, like, hey, I would like to see this a little bit more. Hey, can you do this? Michelle stepped up to the plate. All of our team members step up to the plate whenever we call them out. We don't have that kind of team. I'm pretty sure that I've rubbed some of my team members wrong. They don't understand it. I get that. That's the part of being a leader. I've heard a quote say, leadership is about how do you leadership is about making your team members uncomfortable sometimes respectfully. And so a good leader is going to make you uncomfortable. A good leader, you're not going to like everything that they have to say. That's leadership. Because when you become a leader, you're going to say something to your team members, to your staff, that it's going to make them uncomfortable, that they're not going to really receive well. And that is expected. And this is what I wish I knew on the other side of the table. That they're doing what's best for the company and you're second. And so we're calling things out to help you. And if you could listen, watch this, and apply what we're saying, you'll get the pay raise. Here's tip number five. And this is what I feel as if I didn't do well. I didn't do this well at all. I really didn't. And I spent a lot of time on this tip inside of the ebook. Again, you can go to anthonyo'neill.com/get-a-raise and get the ebook, The Guide to Getting a Raise in Any Field. In any field that you're in, any field, this is going to help you get a raise because you need to get a raise this year so we can make more money. Tip number five, I want you to connect your achievements to the overall company goals. This is not a time to brag or to be boastful about who you are and what you've done. This is a time to show what you've contributed to the team has impacted the company, and it's helped the company get closer to their goal. It's not your goal. I did this, or I created this, or I came up with this idea, and it was the best idea in the company. Yeah, but did it help us get to our goal? Did it contribute to the company's overall success of hitting our monetary goal? Did it help us maximize the opportunities that we had in front of us? Because yeah, maybe you did something great. Maybe you are all that. But did your all that help all of this? And there is a way of how you can present your achievements. And I can't really go through how to do it on today's show, which is why you got to get that ebook. It's $20. It's 30-something pages long. This is going to help you a lot. Because we're gonna show you how to look at the overall company goal and then work backwards. We're not going to show you how to look at your stuff and work upwards. No, because it's not about you. I hate to say this in a way that may come off wrong, but here's the thing. The company hired you to help them with the goal. They didn't hire you because they liked you. They hired you because you have the skill sets, you have the wisdom and knowledge to do the job, to be a part of a team that helps them reach their overall goal. And so you got to present to them when you're going to get a pay raise, hey, here are the things that as a team, we've been able to do with my leadership. And because of what the team has done, watch this, if you haven't heard it yet, I'm not saying I'm saying team. With my leadership, we've been able to hit this goal. We've been able to accomplish this. And because of hitting this goal and accomplishing this, it helped the overall company reach this, do that. If you all look at my posts, you never really see me say my staff. You always see my team and I. I get an award, my team and I, because here's the truth. Without my team, I wouldn't be able to do the things I'm doing. I couldn't do all this by myself. I tried and I would have failed miserably. There's no way in the world, no way in the world I could have 8 videos, 8 shows going out a month. Next month, we're going to our live show on February, I think it's 8th or the 7th. It's the first Wednesday of the month. And every Wednesday, we'll be going to a live show where you can call in and ask me your money questions. There's no way I could do that by myself because I can't switch. I can't do that. There's no way in the world I can come up and call all my guests on the show. There's no way in the world I can come up with content and upload content and come up with titles and come up with descriptions and write ebooks and write big books and do that. There's no way in the world I can do this. And so for you, you got to come off like, yeah, like, hey, Les, yes, I am leading. And because I am leading this amazing team and I'm a part of our amazing team, Here's what our achievements have been able to accomplish that I'm so grateful I was able to lead. And because of the success of these achievements, this is how it impacted the company to reach their ultimate goal. Now, as a leader, I'm sitting here saying, yo, thank you. Now I'm not only thinking about giving you a pay raise, I'm thinking about how can I also give you more responsibilities? Because if you are a headache, this is going to be tip number five. Tip number five, part B. And I hate to say this, some of y'all don't deserve a pay raise. Some of y'all think because you show up to work, if you start at 8 a.m., if you leave at 5 p.m., some of you think, well, I'm here at 8, and at 4:59, I'm checking out, and I'm going at 5. I've been here for 3 years. I deserve a pay raise. No, you don't. Your attitude right there sucks. If you're just showing up and just walking in saying, I'm just here to do my job and go home, you don't deserve a pay raise. I want to ask you this question. Why the heck are you even on that job? Why? Why I need a check? Go get a check somewhere else. How about you go work somewhere you actually like? I'm not saying you got to be in love with it, but go do something you actually like doing. Because that spirit is negative. And nobody, no company, no team wants I'm just here to do my job. You all pay me to answer these phone calls and to transfer them. Hello, welcome to such and such. How can I help you? Oh, you want to go over to Anthony? Okay, cool. Hold on a minute. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pass them up. No. Hello, thank you for calling Neatness Network, man. It's a glorious day over here. It's a beautiful day over here. How are you doing, ma'am? Great. What's your name? Hey, Tom. Tom, good to meet you, Tom. Who are you calling in for today? Oh, Anthony. Oh, man, Anthony is amazing. I think he's in the office. You hold on 1 minute, okay? Thank you so much. Anthony, you have Tom on the line. You have Tom on the line. She sounds so sweet. Okay, cool. I'm going to pass it right on through. Tom, Anthony's here. Listen, you have a blessed day. Thank you for calling in. Call us anytime. You got to have a positive spirit. You can't have, I'm going to show up, do my job, go home. That's not going to get you a pay raise. That will honestly get you fired in some companies. And so when you're writing down your achievements, this is going to be so good. When you're writing down your achievements that has benefited the company goals, I honestly want you to write down your non-achievements, your improvements that has actually delayed the company goals. They don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about that. It's easy for us to write down everything we've done good for the company, but I really want you, because this is going to help you get the raise. I want you to write down the things and the seasons that you honestly you slipped up on. You know you didn't do that well. And because you didn't do that well, it delayed the team. It delayed the company. It hurt the company. And if your list of non-improvements, I mean, your improvements is longer than your achievements, you don't deserve a raise. We all should have areas we need to improve on, but that list should not be longer than our achievements. Our list should not be to where it even really shouldn't even be even. It should be, man, we've been winning. As soon as you called out an improvement on me earlier in February of last year, I started working on it that same month, and it became a strong suit for me. I'm not saying don't have any. I'm saying you got to have some. Which leads me to the last tip. I want you to set realistic expectations, all right? I want you to set realistic expectations. You're not going to get a $100,000 pay raise in 1 year. The actual average pay raise, when we broke it down for the average American income in the year, is 4.6. So the average American. So we didn't really go to like the $200,000, the $100,000 careers. We went right around, okay, the jobs are right around $50,000 to about $75,000 a year. In that tax bracket, what did we see the average pay raise was? And it was 4.6% last year in 2023. And so this Setting the realistic expectations goes back to doing the proper research, and we show you how to do the proper research thoroughly inside of that book. Because I want you to come prepared and possibly ready to somewhat compromise on your initial ask. Do I want you to ask a little high? A little high, but understand your boss is going to come down. Because here is something that I think a lot of people don't know. And I didn't know this because I never owned a company. When you go in there and you ask for a pay raise, it's not just, okay, let's say for an example, you're paying $5,000. Your salary is $5,000. And let's say you go in there and you're asking for a $1,000 pay raise for the year. In your head, you're thinking the company only has to go up $1,000. Well, that's not true. They got to go up probably about $1,200, depending on the state they're in. So they're going up $1,000 with you and plus another $200. There's this thing called team taxes. You know what I'm saying? For an example, employee tax. And so I got to pay, if I'm paying you $5,000, you're paying federal and state tax depending on what state that you're in, and I'm paying employee tax on top of the $5,000. So for an example, this is not actual math, but you're getting $5,000. Coming out of my account is going to be about $5,500. Times that by everybody else on my team. So if I give you a pay raise, I'm also going to pay more employee tax on top of you. Now, yes, it is a tax write-off for sure, but we definitely have to pay out more money, which is why you see in today's day and time, a lot of people are not doing W-2 employees as much, and they're just hiring contractors so they do not have to pay employee tax and health benefits. So you really have to do your research and justify, okay, if I'm asking for $1,000, technically I'm asking a company to pay roughly about $1,200 extra a year. You got to justify that, hey, I'm worth the $1,200 and then some, because you're going to pay me $1,200 more a year, or you're going to pay me $1,000 more a year plus the $200 in employee tax, but I'm going to bring back more than just $1,200. If I'm paying you $6,000 a month, no, you need to be at least bringing me in $16,000 to $20,000 a month. Because I'm not paying you to break even. Sorry. If you're on my side, you're not paying someone to break even on what you're paying for. You're paying them to help the company become profitable. And so you got to set realistic expectations on, okay, what is the raise I'm asking for? Why am I asking for the raise? And are you willing to compromise and really have that conversation? Because if you have that conversation, I promise you, you'll do well. If you follow these six tips, and if you get this ebook and you read it, you go through it thoroughly, you practice over the scripts that we give you, you learn your leader's communication styles, you start documenting right now, by the time your next review is up, you're going to be in such a better position to present yourself for that raise. I promise you. I've thoroughly gone through this, and I promise you, you will enjoy it. So go check out anthonyoneal.com/get-a-raise, and we'll help you get you a raise. So that way, if you get a raise, your wealth building tool has just increased. Ooh, we're praying over increase this year, this month. And you get that increase. And income means you have more money. You have a bigger shovel to pay off your debt. Once you pay off your debt, you start following the systems on really how to build true and lasting wealth. All right, so we just got done talking about how to get a pay raise. Such phenomenal content, man. If you enjoyed that, man, hey, make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you join this family. If you've been watching this long, make sure you're a part of the E3 community. This year, we're really focused on expanding our abundance, wellness, and freedom. So I would love for you to be a part of our community. So please hit that subscribe button. All right, you guys. So here's a question of the show. It's being brought to you by my new show. That's on Wednesday, starting next month. Build Your Table with Anthony O'Neill, where you'll be able to call in, ask me any of your money questions live on the air and get some practical wisdom and knowledge around our finances. Today's question comes from Justin. Justin says, I love my girlfriend a lot. Okay. This year in June, we celebrate 3 years together, and I am planning to propose in July. Well, congratulations. That's my birthday. For our 3-year anniversary, she wants to go to Dubai in June. Oh, okay. My dilemma is that the ring I am purchasing will cost about $5,000, and the trip she wants to go on will cost us about $5,500. Ayo, I can't afford both. What should I do? I am debt-free. I make about $52,500 a year, and I really love her. I'm curious. Put your thoughts and answers in the comment section below. But Justin, I want to start off by saying, man, congratulations, bro. To find love in 2024 is absolutely amazing. I'll be turning 40 this year, and I have to say, I still believe in love. I still believe in black love. I don't know if you're black or white, but it doesn't really matter. I really am excited about first part that you said that you love this woman. And I think to me, that's the most important part of all of this is that you love this woman. But let's break it down. So you all been together for 3 years. It's been a long time. I'm no relationship expert, so I won't talk about that. We'll bring on somebody else and talk about that. But you're planning to propose in July, but she wants to go on an anniversary celebration in June, which is going to cost you about $5,500. But from this question, I am thinking that you are saving up for this ring of $5,000. I agree. Making $52,500 a year gross is going to be about $41,000 to $42,000 net. You're not in a position to spend $10,500 this summer. And so I want to give you a few things, actually, to really work on. Number one, open communication. One thing I have learned while dating, is to be honest and transparent when it comes to communicating. So I would say, you know what, babe? I have a better destination planned because you are extremely special to me. And I don't take this 3 years lightly. So I would love if you could just trust me. I'm working on something that I believe you would just absolutely love. Just give me 30 more days. Give me till July. And I promise you, you will love what we're going to do. Because here's the truth. And ladies, let me know in the comment section below. I think a woman who's been married to you for 3 years would rather, watch this, have a ring on her finger because she's looking at a destination for 7 days. You're giving her now a destination for the rest of her life together. And I think somebody who is married, especially for 3 years, a woman who's invested that long, she would rather have a ring on her finger knowing that this is my husband. And then for your honeymoon, start saving now, take her to Dubai. What you just did, you just gave her all this. You just gave her the rest of her life with you because that's what she really wants deep down, especially being 3 years in. And for our honeymoon, baby, I'm going to take you to Dubai. Now, listen, I really want to talk about this engagement ring. And ladies, correct me if I'm wrong with that one, right? But when it comes to an engagement ring, $5,000 is actually not a bad price for an engagement ring. The average engagement ring in America is about $5,800. And then if you're going to get two wedding bands, one for you and one for her, that's going to be another $2,000. So you're going to need $8,000 for this situation, right? So I want to give you some tips for really budgeting a ring. And right now, this is the season to where everyone is, you know, proposing. Actually, between November and February, it's the cold season because we all, you know, cooped up, trying to keep each other warm. But you're trying to do it. What should I begin, man? Justin, you're trying to do it, you know, over the summer months. That's great. July is my birthday month, man. Do it on July 1st so we can celebrate together. But I want to give everyone some tips on how to really purchase, you know, a ring. Here's number one. You got to set a budget. All right. So if you are the kind of person to where, you know, you're going to propose this year like Justin is, I want you to set a budget that works for your finances. So typically what I would suggest to people is 1 to 2 months of your pay. So if your pay, for an example, is $3,500 a month, that's going to be $7,000 for a ring that you should be saving up for. But again, that's just an example. If you get a $3,000 ring, hey, get a $3,000 ring. Because at the end of the day, it should be just about love. It should be like, hey, I want us to get married and start building now. And you grow the ring over years. You give her the 5-year ring, the 10-year ring, the 20-year ring. I know everyone who are married, man, that I've seen them upgrade the rings at the 5-year mark, the 10-year mark, and especially at, you know, the 20-year mark. But at the end of the day, you got to set the budget that works for your finances. All right. Number two, you got to shop around. Now, on typical, the proposer, us men, we visit about 3 to 5 retail shops with about 15 rings that we're looking at. I want you to step that up, bro. If you already looking at a ring, I want you to go shop every single day. For the rest of this month, I want you to go buy so many different stores, so many stores that are not as popular. Because what we tend to do is go to the high-end stores that are popular. Now, go to the little small mom-and-pop shops that you never know. You can find someone who has an amazing deal because they're a small shop, and you get a great ring. I remember when I proposed to my fiance, man, I spent a lot of money because I was making a lot of money there. But if I would have got that particular ring at one of the high-end shops, I would have spent about 2.5 times what I spent. But because I spent some time shopping and I took her shopping beforehand, right, just so she could see and let me know, like, hey, you know, within the next year or so, I'm really thinking about, you know, making this happen. What do you like? And when I saw her style, man, I just went shopping. I just went to every jewelry store in the city at the time. And I would look at it. I would ask them, hey, what's the best price? They would give me the price. I would write it down on my notepad. Actually, my notepad on my phone, so I didn't write it. I typed it. And I would keep, okay, I like this one. I'll take a picture of it, put it in there. Boom, it was this price. Great, da 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 da. I'll send it to her mom. I'll send it to her family. Think she'll like this based upon that. Da, da, da. So I spent about 30 days just shopping and looking around. And then when I found my top three, man, I went into negotiation mode. I went in looking for what's the best deal you can give me? And I'll never forget, this one company came back. They gave me the deal that I wanted. It actually came in like $200 less and gave me free engravement inside of it. Immediately put it down. And what I did was, honestly, at that time, because the ring was a little bit more expensive, I actually put down about 25% and then I paid it off over 3 months. There was no interest that was added on to it. I just couldn't get the ring, take the ring, and they would not make the ring until I had at least 80% of it actually paid for. So I put it down, locked in that price, 25%, paid for it like over like 3 months. Actually went in there the third month, say, hey, here you go, get started, because I wanted to propose the following month. And so I would highly recommend this. But let me say this to you, Justin, and to everybody. I want you to ignore the social media pressure of proposals, of ring sizes, of how much the ring should be, how big the diamond should be. No, man, shop within your budget. One thing I love about Justin, you guys, in this question, he said, I love my woman. Like, I don't know Justin. I have never met him. Don't know if Justin's black, white, Hispanic. But the very first sentence is, I love my girlfriend a lot. And I think her seeing you drop down on one knee, Justin, looking her up in her eyes and saying, baby, I love you a lot. My world has changed. I think that's the destination of her dreams, is to be a wife, is to partner with you and to be a mother, is to spend the rest of her life with you. And that's going to make her way more happy on her 3rd year anniversary than going to Dubai with her boyfriend, because now she's about to spend the rest of her life with her husband, who is mature. And this is my request. When you do this thing right here, when you do this, I want you to show her this video. Hopefully she don't watch it. But I want you to show her this video and say, babe, I love you so much. I wanted to make sure that I made the right decisions. And this is for anyone watching right now. Oftentimes we will see things on social media and we will try to keep up with the Joneses on social media. We're making $52,000 a year and we're seeing somebody propose with a $10,000 4-carat, you know, ring. And we're seeing our ladies, oh my God, my ring better be this big. No, listen, your ring better be what you can afford because you know I got to end with this. Pay cash for that ring. Pay cash for the wedding. Pay cash for your honeymoon. So when you come back home, you're ready to work on your marriage, not pay off your wedding. And sometimes social media makes us feel like the wedding and the ring has to be amazing. But the truth of the fact is, your marriage needs to be amazing. That ring can grow. The wedding is a one-day experience. But y'all's union should be forever. It should be forever. It should be forever. So ignore the social media pressure. Don't get caught up in the pressure of social media. And pay cash. Pay cash. Even if you need to put down a little bit of the income and on the ring, that's going to be fine. That's going to be fine. I'm super excited for you, Justin. Congrats, man. Make sure you send me a picture. Make sure you send me the date of when y'all going to get married. I would love to. As a matter of fact, we're going to send you a copy of my friend's book. Do we have that book in here, Justin? The prenup book? Not Justin. Is that it right there? Can you hand me that book? Real quick before we go. Jay, I'm sorry. Prenup. But, man, we're going to send you a copy of this book. You know, I believe in prenups because I believe, save marriages. I'm going to send you and your wife a copy of this book from my friend Aaron. So we'll send it to you. I'll email you personally and get this information over to you because this is a book that I believe is saving marriages, and prenups is the way to go in the future. 50%, nearly 50% of millennials and nearly 46% of Gen Z are going into marriages with the prenup. You love your wife, have this money conversation. I promise you, have this money conversation. Y'all, it's Anthony O'Neill. Don't forget to get a copy of the Get a Raise in any particular field. It's $20. Go to anthonyoneill.com/get-a-raise. The link will also be in today's show notes. We will also put this book in today's show notes as well, the prenup book, if you want to get a copy of that as well from my friend Aaron. All right. Love you guys. See you on the next show. Peace out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.